This is a Collider.com audio interview.
No, we're the online people.
Oh, hi, guys. Why is this what I'm doing, or am I doing it? Good. I'm glad that I'm... Because...
You got dressed for us.
Exactly.
This is what you're wearing.
I got a shitty t-shirt. Well, no, that's why I was a little nervous. Because I have, like, a t-shirt with holes in it.
So this is part of your character's...
No, this is how I dress. Thanks for making fun of me.
That's what we do.
Oh, no, it looks like you got roughed up like the other
guys. You dressed up also for this.
So you didn't have the 7:30 or call this morning or the 6?
Well, I had it, but then they realized that I wasn't in the scene. They don't really care, so then I came back. But I'm staying in the hotel, so I just kind of go upstairs. So then, like, I had to, like, go over.
Actually, so how is that? Like, you're staying in Caesars?
Well, you know how whenever you talk about going to Vegas, everyone's like, well, how long did you stay in Vegas? 2 days. Well, one day is enough in Vegas. We've been here for a month. So it's a lot to be here for that long, but it's fun. It's a good group of people. So
hi,
how you doing?
Thanks for coming in.
So we know that some of your co-stars have been going out and partying, and like Zach was at the Mariah Carey.
Yeah, he just did that so he'd have something to talk about with you.
Have you not been going out and partying? Or?
No, I'm not a big partier. I went out one night. But that's about it. And then there's like a picture ended up everywhere. So it's like it's not really, it's the same thing everywhere you go, kind of thing. So I've been gambling. I like to gamble a lot. So I spend all my per diems and I'm kind of and most of my paycheck. I play poker and blackjack and craps. Slots, high gal, backrack, roulette. Kind of everything. I'll gamble on the street.
Dice on the street.
Kind of anything.
Have you come up on top, or have you...
No, I'm about even so far. Before we leave at the end of the week, I'll definitely have to make a few big bets just so I can say, I lost big, or I won big. Because you can't say you're even, because it's just
four.
That's
not bad for a month, though.
It is. It's not bad. It's not bad.
So we know a little bit about the movie, but could you talk a little bit about your character?
I played Doug. I'm the groom, basically, that gets lost in the movie. And then I don't know if I'm allowed to say that even, but it's my bachelor party. We come to Vegas for a good time, and then the guys wake up, and I'm gone, and they have to find me. So
where were you?
I can't tell you that. I know I can't tell you
so
that. But it's definitely fun and interesting. You should watch the whole movie.
But there are scenes of you, like, later on, like, that says what you happened to you.
Yes, exactly. But I'm not in the middle of the movie, so you could fast forward, I guess.
They're going to see you working sunburn and stuff later
today. Oh, you are?
But they're not going to talk about that you're sunburned and you're in a wheelchair.
Okay.
They're gonna keep
you cannot
surprised.
Say that.
So, but are you working a lot with?
Sorry. No, it's fine. It's just I wanted to sit like that all
the time. Well, it's sort of Ed and Bradley and Zach sort of have obviously a lot of scenes together. Are you working a lot with them? Or are you sort of doing your own sort of little mini movie about your character?
There? No, I'm not. I literally disappear. In the beginning, you see kind of it's a setup of me getting married. And my fiance's family, you see a little bit, and then you kind of go on the trip,
right.
And then I'm gone, and then you see us together at the end, whether or not I get married or not.
So a lot of actors talk about when you're into a film and you're not shooting a lot of parts of it, it can be both fun and it can also suck. So what are you doing to fill the time when you're not filming? Do you have a lot of days where you're not?
Yeah, I go back to Los Angeles a good amount. I mean, because we're close to LA, and I have to go back there for, meetings and work stuff. So it's an advantage that we're so close that I it's not like we're in South Dakota, and I it's hard to get places.
Ed mentioned that your character kind of has a stabilizing influence on these other guys because they have very disparate sort of personalities. Because you guys don't spend, at least on screen, spend that much time together, do you try to develop like a certain kind of rapport beforehand? Or?
Well, I mean, the guys, the one advantage is, and one of the reasons why I wanted to do this movie, is because the guys involved are either people that I've been fans of or people that I've known for a long time. I've known Todd, the director, for a long time. He was kind of my mentor back in the day. Bradley Cooper, I've done a couple movies with, one where we did a lot of scenes together. So I knew them very well. And Zach Galifianakis, I've been fans of him. He's been my favorite comedian for years, since I first saw him on Conan, probably 7-8 years ago. And then Ed is this is going to be huge for him, and he's brilliant. So, you know, that's the main thing. And the stabilizing, I don't know if I'm even answering, I don't even remember your question, but the stabilizing thing is, you know, there's this great line in the beginning of the film that I love that I don't remember. That it's something about four. You have to have three. I'm trying to remember what it is now. This is what Vegas does to you. But you need four wheels to be balanced. And it's what's interesting to me is that these four friends together, they're balanced and it all works. But once one has disappeared, it all kind of it's the squeaky wheel and it all falls apart. So that's kind of the basis for my character. Is I'm kind of the, I'm that grounder in a sense, where I'm this bridge between these three people that are opposites of each other, and that, he's a buffer. Like I always have a group of friends like that, where there's one guy, like it's awkward if you're not hanging out with the one guy in the group because he's the common bond.
Mm-hmm. So are you kind of the straight guy?
I kind of am, yeah. I'm kind of the straight guy. It's something I've never really done before.
Is it kind of a bummer to be the straight guy and then have Zach getting to do all
that? You know what? You'd think so, but it is different for me because I've never done it before, and it's kind of freeing. Because for me, it's just, I want it to be a part of this cool, it's a really cool movie, and it is fun. I mean, I guarantee you it's going to be the fun. I mean, you can come back to me and I'll give you the money that I won or lost. It is going to be the funniest movie when it comes out of the year. And I just want to be a part of that. And it's a cool movie. A Todd makes really cool, funny movies. Right. There's no doubt about it. And I usually, the last few movies I've done, I am kind of the funny, quirky guy. So it was nice to kind of play it straight and let these guys who are brilliant take, the brunt of the work.
Now, Zach was saying there was a lot of room for improvising. Do you get to do much yourself?
For me, I just kind of try to set it up so they can hit it out of the park in this thing. That's another thing where, those characters are really kind of the improvising guys. I mean, every project I do, I try to bring a little improvisation into it. But this character is not really the guy that does that. He's kind of. I'm letting everyone else do everything, and I'm just kind of taking the back seat.
Is that a relief one. In a way?
It is. It's kind of a relief, yeah. It really is. I'm just sitting back and watching these guys work and being able to play off of Zach and Bradley and Ed, who are so brilliant at coming up with stuff. And I usually feel like I'm always kind of the one that, in the stuff that I do, that has to, do that kind of thing. So it's nice to kind of take the back seat.
We saw Ed and Zach have a scene out by the valet, and Ed could not stop laughing. Couldn't hold it together.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any takes where they...
Pretty much every take. I mean, I gotta say, they are so funny. Zach, just everything Zach does makes me laugh. So, it's a lot of takes. I have to... Usually, I kind of try to work in a laugh in the scene so it seems natural. So when you watch, you're like, oh, wow, it seems so natural he's laughing, but really it's just a real laugh. I couldn't hold it together.
We haven't really talked to Todd yet and didn't have a chance to ask your co-stars this, but Todd has had, in most of his movies, some well-known cameos, people who appear. Are any of those happening in this movie? Are there any, surprises that people should look forward to?
There are some, kind of great comedy character actors that pop up throughout the movie. But no one like, Jerry Lewis or something. It's not going to be like that, I don't think. It's just going to, this doesn't have the kitschy thing that I think is what you're talking about. This is, really just a play for laughs, balls out comedy.
So the tone is pretty light.
The tone, I wouldn't say it's light. I wouldn't describe it as a light comedy. I would say there's a lot of dark elements to it, which I think you've come to love in Todd's movies. You know, there's nothing, you know, shy and polite about it at all. I mean, it is out. There's some really out there funny stuff that you've never seen before.
Like, are we talking stuff that... Not even, like, you know, NC-7, like, you know.
I mean, is it going to be X-rated? I mean, it's... there's...
Sorry.
That's the MPAA humor that you love. So, there's some X-rated stuff, but it's not, you know...
Blasphemous.
It's not stuff where I think they're really trying to, like, how can we one-up the comedies of Judd Apatow, you know? It's like, it comes from natural, great improvisation from these hilarious guys. Everything in the movie is kind of, like, there's stuff that's so funny it's shocking. And I know it sounds bullshit that I'm saying that, but it is so funny.
So we were just watching them shoot, and there was just tons of people. If we're here at the casino, just
they were waiting for
around.
Me. Yeah,
and I'm sort of curious. Like, what's it like shooting in an environment like this where there are people everywhere, and you can't close a casino and shoot. You have to have civilians all in the background.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I haven't been here as much as all the other guys, and it would be a better question for Todd. But it hasn't been that. Doesn't seem to be that big of an issue. I mean, we were out on the street. In Old Vegas, Zach was standing on a cop car shooting a shotgun in the air. Like he shot a shot. Like, and, you know, there's a few people. It's Vegas. So much weird and crazy shit happens here. It's not that big of a deal, you know, for
just
a movie.
They need you, unfortunately.
For a movie to, you know, shoot. So it's been, they've been very nice and gracious, and it's been fairly easy in my from my perspective.
I don't think we got a permit for that.
Well, don't
we find
that.
Out.
Don't print that until we're done. What?
We find out how your mattress got thrown
you
out.
Will find out. You will find out.
Secrets of the mattress.
Yeah. Nice talking to you.
Thanks. Thank you.
See you later, guys. Thank you.
Leave your recorders on for 1 second.